The world of medical marijuana in California has changed a lot since voters approved Proposition 215 in 1996. Stores offering supplies for home cultivation are now numerous and very visible, far more than the outlets that actually sell, or dispense, cannabis, which they usually refer to as medicine. And it's being used to treat a wide variety of conditions.
Really what we see is people coming in for chronic pain, hard time sleeping, anxiety, stress. Cancer treatment, more and more we see people coming in who just received their second chemo treatment and their side effects from the first chemo treatment were so significant that their doctor at their second treatment recommended cannabis and they're coming in for the first time. And it's growing what people find cannabis to be useful for.
Robert Jacob is the founder of Peace in Medicine, a nonprofit business with outlets in Sebastopol and Santa Rosa. Founded 7 years ago, it operates as a collective with renewable one-year memberships. Membership information is kept in a secure off-site location, and even Jacob doesn't have a precise count.
About 100 patients a day, I would say something around 10,000. It's a lot of people, but many of them come once and don't come back, and they remain a member for the whole year. Other members come back, you know, every other day or once a week. It's all a changing dynamic.
What those members, the preferred term is patients, are getting is also more varied than non-users might expect, explains Ashley Nelson, a staff member at the Sebastopol dispensary.
What we're really working on is matching a patient with their particular needs. So if someone comes in and they say, I want something good, the way that we answer that question here is by asking the patient what good means to them. Do they want something that's going to help with their pain in the evening? Do they want something that's going to help them get through their laundry list of chores during the day, help them focus, be uplifting?
To provide that variety, Corey Ryder, Peace in Medicine's intake and quality control manager, works with dozens of local growers, a.k.a. providers.
Anybody that has any extra medicine that they want to dispense, they could come in here at any time, drop off a sample. I have an extensive questionnaire that I have them fill out that gives me a little understanding of where they're coming from. And from that, and after looking at the sample, I would determine if that's something that would fit in with Peace in Medicine or not.
But he adds, laboratory testing is the mandatory next step.
They can test for cannabinoids, so CBD, THC, CBG, they can test for all that. And they also test for molds, then they test for pesticides as well. It just gives me a better feeling about what I put out there for the patients is actual really clean medicine.
After that, says Jacob, it's handled much like any other product would be.
All cannabis that comes into the organization and hashes and other products come through this department where it is tracked in the point of sale system, audited, and ensured that nothing's missing.
And that normalization of their industry has won the acceptance of Sebastopol's chief of police, Jeff Weaver.
We've worked with him since 2008. It is a clean, well-lighted, well-run business. In other communities, I hear from other chiefs issues of theft or diversion of marijuana, loitering, vandalism, those kind of things that kind of bring a blight to the area. We have not experienced that here.
Tomorrow, we look at the patient experience inside our dispensary. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.